Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, everyone. This is former Houston Rocket player Joaquin Hawkins with
Cody Davis, and we are the hosts of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. Before we get started, we want to tell you guys about Aurora NutraScience. It's a health and nutrition product that helps you get the vitamins needed for a healthy lifestyle.
These are three of the vitamins that I currently take. Exoflex is supposed to help out with joint pain. Curcumin works like Advil and is good for inflammation. And vitamin D3 improves overall health and assist with strong bones and teeth.
To try these products and more from Aurora NutraScience, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout. Again, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout.
Two left to play, and there's Wall down the lane again for two.
Leaning three again. Oh, the deep ball buries it. Drops it to Wood. Oh, and he slams it home.
And we are back once again with another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, I'm your host, credential reporter for SB Nation, covering the Houston Rockets, Cody Davis, along with my partner in crime,
former NBA player, Houston Rockets, Joaquin Hawkins. Hey, what's going on, CD? How you doing today?
Doing well, man. I know it's been a long time since you and I have been in a recording studio, but we are back. And ladies and gentlemen, before we get started, I do want to remind everyone to please subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts by any chance, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. And I know it's been a little bit over a week since the last time you heard Hawk and I on the podcast here on Believe in the Rockets, but you guys can basically place the blame on Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans, because the endless foolishness that's always going on off of 6'10 and Kirby has led to Deshaun Watson requesting a trade. And that whole story has kept me hella busy over at Locked On Texans and the work that I put in over at ESPN Houston. So if you guys want to know what's going on with the Texans and Deshaun Watson, please be sure to check out Locked On Texans every Monday through Friday on the Locked On Podcast Network. And please be sure to check out my articles on ESPN Houston. However, guys, this is not Locked On Texans. I'm pretty sure you guys are tired of hearing everything about Deshaun Watson and the Texans. This is Believe in the Rockets, which means that we're going to jump in the car. We're going to get on 610. We're going to take 610 East and go downtown and talk about the team that plays in the Toyota Center in the Houston Rockets. And the last time Hawk and I was in the studio together, the Rockets actually ended up winning 5 of their last 7 games, which also included a 6-game winning streak. So today, Hawk and I will discuss the impact of John Wall and how he has been the most valuable piece to this team so far this season. Plus, we're going to dive into Christian Wood's latest ankle injury. As we all know, Christian Wood sprained his ankle in the game against the Memphis Grizzlies. I believe that took place on Thursday, and he is scheduled to be out on a week-to-week basis. However, before we jump into everything today, I got to tell you guys about betonline.ag. The Super Bowl may be over, and with the NBA standings starting to take shape and March Madness is a near month away, the sports world can still be a place that can help you add money to your bank account. And you can do that by going to betonline.ag, which is the best place and only place to lock it in. From game spreads and totals to teams, players, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager more than any other place online. And there is always an online casino as well. It never closes. So head on over to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that is betonline.ag. Sign up today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And I also want to take a quick second to shout out Houston Rockets big man DeMarcus Cousins. Did you guys know he had his own comedy show? It's called Boogie's Comedy Slam. My wife and I had an opportunity to watch it over the holidays, and it was hilarious. Steph Curry, along with several other NBA players, were in the crowd getting roasted. Mike Epps was the host, and it featured some other funny comedians, including Gary Owens and Carlos Miller. It's streaming right now on Amazon Prime, and it's also available for free on 2Bit TV. Go check it out. Once again, it's called Boogie's Comedy Slam. So as I mentioned, the Houston Rockets have been one of the hottest teams in the league since the last time Hawk and I was here. And I think we can all agree that the success that the Houston Rockets have been on has been nothing but a team effort. And although I do agree with that statement, if there is one person I would have to say that I would have to point to and say he has been Houston's most valuable player so far this season, I would have to point to John Wall. And before moving forward, I know some of you guys might not agree with that statement, but let me just say that I believe there is a difference between the most valuable player and the best player. Those are two different titles, in my opinion. Christian Wood is by far the Rockets' best player this season. This is a guy who's on the verge of his first All-Star appearance, averaging a team-high 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 1.5 blocks this season. Best player. However, John Wall, the team leader, the person responsible for getting everybody involved on both ends of the court, and the Rockets look so much better when he is playing, most valuable. And with that being said, since the trade of James Harden, the Rockets are 6-1 when John Wall is in the lineup. And to understand how valuable John Wall is to the Rockets this season, all you have to do is go back and take a look at the last 9 games. Go back and watch the 2 games that he missed when the Rockets took on the Pistons and the Rockets took on the Thunders and compare them to the 7 games that he played. In the game against the Pistons and the Thunder, the Rockets offense looked out of sync and there were too many questionable decisions taking place without Wall out there on the court. And it's a little bit easy to understand why, because when Wall is not playing, the Rockets only have one primary ball handler out there on the floor, and that guy is Eric Gordon. And although he is more than capable, Gordon is not the type of guy you want creating for his teammate. You want him to be that aggressive scorer that he has showcased through the first quarter of the season. And you could basically say the same thing about Victor Oladipo as well. And through these first couple of games that Victor Oladipo has played with the Rockets, I am convinced that he's more comfortable playing as a 2 guard versus a 1 guard and someone picking up the playmaking responsibility. However, when John Wall is out there on the court, the Rockets offense looks so much more efficient. He's able to get everybody involved. And not only that, because he's that point guard, because he's that leader, because he's that floor general, he is able to put everybody back in their natural position.
Let me first start by saying just John's Wall, his attitude. I remember the first time when he had the press conference. It was right there, Harden left. And I could just tell in his attitude that he wanted to bring a different type of energy. And I think he wanted to make sure that it was very clear is that by having everybody on the same page, that's going to be the start of the team's success. So obviously after the trade, his overall attitude and his overall play and just his leadership, it just took over. I think Wall definitely has something to prove, leaving Washington, and he's starting to do that. But more importantly, man, he's healthy. And, a healthy Wall could definitely show that this team has the opportunity to go far. And I really hope and pray that he stays healthy. But, man, I love the way the Rockets are playing now. I mean, just their overall energy on the court. Wall, his leadership, he's averaging 18 points, 6 assists, and just dominating when he needs to. So I'm not surprised that he's playing well. But I'm really happy to see that he's showing what he can do. And this Rocket team, man, as I told you from day one, if they can get everything together and seem like they're doing that now, they're going to surprise some people. And I know they lost, 2 of their last 7 games. But I remember back when they were 3-7, and we were like, oh, man, is this going to be the end of the Rocket season before they even start? But it seems like they're starting to gel as a team. Silas is doing a really great job coaching, and John Wall, man, he's showing the leadership that is needed for this team to have some success.
And that is why I wanted to say I believe that John Wall is the most valuable player on this team, because there has been moments where John Wall was not on the court. There's been games where the Rockets did not have John, and they did not look quite as good, even with Christian Wood out there on the court. And Hawk, you mentioned something that I kind of want to focus in on a little bit more. You say that John Wall has brought a different type of energy to this team, and I 100% agree with that. And I agree with that more so on the defensive side of the ball, because whether James Harden stayed here or not, we all know that this was a really talented team on the offensive end. However, defense, Rockets, especially during the Mike D'Antoni era, it never really quite fit. Maybe I want to say the most defensive-minded team that we did see from the Rockets is, of course, 2018 when they went 65-17 and lost to the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. That was by far the best defensive team that we've seen out of the Rockets over the last decade. However, when you have a guy like John Wall, who is one of the best defensive guards in the league, he's showing it out there on the court. And when you have a guy who is not only locking guys up on the defensive end, but it's also diving on the floor for those loose balls, it creates some type of ripple effect to the rest of his teammates.
He's leading by example. I mean, that's what leaders do. And his teammates, they respect him. They know that he's already an experienced guard in the league. And being on a team that, you know, obviously they didn't start off like they wanted to, but having that opportunity to pull something together, I think it's phenomenal to see him do that. And I only see better things for him in the future and this Rocket team. But I'm sure everyone is really happy to see that he's healthy, he's motivated, and I think this is still the beginning of what he can do for this team and this franchise.
Hopefully the other night he said that since James Harden is gone, he believed that he is the face of the franchise. And I wouldn't necessarily call him the face. I think that is a tie between him and Christian Wood. But John Wall has been phenomenal over the first quarter of the season. And I'm not going to lie to you, Hawk. I knew John Wall was going to be good, but I'd be lying if I said I believe he was going to be this good, because the man missed 2 years worth of basketball. And for him to come in and play like a guy who hasn't missed anything says a lot about John Wall, and I'm so happy that we have him out on the team. I do want to give you guys some quick stats really quick. Over the last 9 games when John Wall played, the Rockets have averaged 18 points per game. In the 2 games that John Wall did not play, the Rockets only averaged 95 points. Big difference.
And before moving on, I do want to tell you guys about KansasCitySteaks.com. With a new year comes tons of big games in sports. With big games, you need big steaks. Kansas City Steaks has the cuts you crave to celebrate the playoffs and, of course, the very big game itself. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday and save up to $25 on combos perfect for game day. Plus, get free shipping with the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, at checkout. And while you're there, do not forget to check out the Snap Pack Combo that features some small plates with big flavor, mini beef Wellington steak burger sliders, mac and cheese melts, and of course, shrimp wrapped in bacon. Hawk, I don't know about you, but I think I'm getting hungry, and I'm really about to go check out this website. I promise you I am. Every order is flash frozen delivery directly to your home, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Basically, every cut of steak imaginable, plus appetizers, desserts, barbecue, and so much more. Again, go to KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday and use promo code BELIEVE. Once again, that's BLEAV at checkout for free shipping. Kansas City Steaks, big games, big tastes.
It's 2021. People can acquire self-driving cars, eat burgers made out of plants, even fly to space in rocket ships if they have the money for it. So if you could do all this futuristic stuff today, the very least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan or device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
Now, with that being said, we talked about John Wall. Now it's time for us to switch our gears and talk about Christian Wood. Now, Man, I hate seeing this happen to Wood. We all know Christian Wood sprained his ankle last Thursday in a win over the Memphis Grizzlies. And it was kind of a scary incident because I want to say you go back 2 weeks ago, Wood missed, 3 to 4 games due to a sprained ankle on the same ankle. And I did feel that Wood came back a little bit too early, but I get it. This is a guy who is playing the best basketball of his career. Like I mentioned earlier, he's on the verge of being named an all-star. He actually has an invitation for tryouts to be a part of the United States basketball team that's going to take place in the Olympics, that is scheduled to take place for the Olympics later on this summer. There's so much good going on for Christian Wood. And I kind of felt like when he sprained his ankle 2 weeks ago, I believe that he came back a little bit too early. Hawk, as a former player, you know, I always love getting your insights from a player standpoint.
Right.
You always hear coaches and a trainer say that we are trying to save him from injuring himself. And it makes a lot of sense now when you take a look at a guy like Wood who came back too early, resprained that same ankle, and the way he landed on Ja Morant's foot, it seems like that ankle could have been so much more damaged than what the results came back. Why is it that an athlete never wants to sit out and fully recover, especially when they are in the middle of a season, especially one that's playing as good as Christian Wood is so far?
It's just the competitive nature of being an athlete. Everyone's trying to be the best. Everyone's trying to prove that that they're worth worth than what you see. And with Christian Woods, I mean, you got to think about it. He's coming to a new franchise, so he's already – you know, I will say he's hyped up that he has a new situation to prove how valuable he is. And he showed very early on his value. And he's such an asset for the team. You know, the players, you can tell they respect him. And, I mean, he's out there balling. He's hooping. He's doing something that not only he loves to do, but he hasn't really had a chance since he's been in the league. And, you know, for any athlete, especially Christian Woods, you don't want to be hurt. And it was a crucial time. The team was just starting to make an impact, going the right direction. They're winning some games. They're playing really competitive. So I could see, you know, the first time he sprung his ankle, why he did not want to sit out, because he wanted to make sure that he can help his team. And, you know, ankles, man, it's nothing to mess with. You know, you got those ligaments, and, I mean, even though the trainers, they tape you up, it's still a chance for you to get hurt, to sprain your ankle, and unfortunately not be able to compete like you want to. So I think it's natural, you know, that he wanted to come back. It could have been too soon, but when he did came back, I mean, he was playing well. He was still putting up good numbers. And so I just hope this time around, it seemed like this injury is a little bit more severe. So I'm sure he'll take his time, and, you know, it's up to the Rockets right now. And I think they still have some momentum going, where maybe he can still miss a few more games, but I'm sure he can't wait to get back and be with his boys.
Christian Wood, like I say, has been the Rockets' best player so far this season, but this team is deep. And I'm hoping that Christian Wood actually sits out and get the treatment and get the rest that he needs to make sure that ankle is 100%, because we talked about Eric Gordon here on this show. We just finished talking about John Wall, and everyone knows how good Christian Wood has been. But the main reason why I feel this team has a chance to make the playoffs and possibly make some noise, depending on who they might be matched up with, is due to the fact that this team is deep. Like, the depth on this team is remarkable. And for you to have an all-star player in Christian Wood go down with an ankle injury, and you replace him in the starting lineup with DeMarcus Cousins, and the fact that the bench themselves did not miss a step with that change being made, says a lot about this team. On Saturday, and I kind of hate knowing that I asked Steven Silas this question in the loss, but on Saturday, the first game since Christian Wood sprained his ankle, the Rockets bench scored 52 points. And I'm pretty sure they're not going to be able to get that on a nightly basis. But Hawk, how great is it to have a team where when one man goes down, the other guy can come in, fill in, and step up with the next man up mentality?
That's exactly what it is. Next man up. Obviously, there's only five players that can play on the court at one time. And, you know, it just takes for, you know, something like Christian Wood getting hurt or another player not being available for that next person to get the opportunity. I mean, this is the NBA. This is some of the best players in the world. They are the best players in the world. They've been working on their craft for years, and some of them just don't get their opportunity when they want it. But they have to keep themselves prepared so when they're needed. And again, this the last seven or eight games, the Rockets has proven that they don't, not only that they are a competitive team, but they do have the personnel. If someone is not doing their job or someone is not playing as well as they should, the next person is right next to them to pick up any slack that they have. So I'm not surprised that they are proven that they can still compete, but it's really going to be about how consistent they are in the upcoming games and see how soon Christian can get back on that court.
On Saturday, I had the opportunity to ask Steven Silas about the depth of this team, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, the depth is a huge advantage of ours. I mean, to have a player like Eric Gordon coming in off the bench is, I mean, most teams in the league would love that. And that's a luxury for us. He can start, he can come off the bench. David Nwaba, with his energy on both ends of the floor and his ability to attack the rim, and he's starting to make his threes, which is really helpful for us. Then Daniel House, I mean, coming off the bench and doing a little bit of everything. And then we have Sterling Brown as well, who can defend and make plays on the offensive end. So, yeah, we're pleasantly deep, and we're going to need to be deep moving forward, especially without Christian.
So, as I mentioned, you know, I kind of hate knowing I had to ask Steven Silas about the depth of this team and the loss. However, the Houston Rockets in their depth has an opportunity to be back out on the floor again as they take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight. And this game, I mean, this is the first of a back-to-back, and I believe this is going to be a very tough back-to-back because on tomorrow they take on the New Orleans Pelicans, and ever since the Rockets defeated the Pelicans, they have won three of their last four games. The Charlotte Hornets are playing really good basketball. On yesterday, they defeated the Washington Wizards 119-97. They're coming into tonight's game at 11-13. And this team has been one of the biggest surprising teams of the season. You have Gordon Hayward, who is playing back at an all-star level. LaMelo Ball is an early favorite for Rookie of the Year. And the Rockets, they're going to be in a tough situation because in addition of Christian Wood being out, they're going to have to play the Hornets and the Pelicans without either Victor Oladipo and John Wall because neither one of those guys are scheduled to play back-to-back as of yet. And I'm pretty sure tonight John Wall will be in action, which means 9 times out of 10, Victor Oladipo is going to sit out because this is the home of John Wall. And he talked about, you know, how special this game is going to be. The first time in 2 years he gets to play in his hometown. And my three keys to victory to tonight's game will be take care of the basketball because the Rockets, they have been struggling with turnovers as of late. Limit the Hornets transition offense, especially with LaMelo Ball running the show. And of course, getting off to a better start. There has been too many times, especially during that 6-game winning streak, where the Rockets, they seem like they have a problem coming out of the gates. That's something that Steven Silas has been furious about over the past couple of weeks. And that is part of the reason why they ended up losing that game to the Spurs, because it seemed like they could never find their footing. And it was all due to the slow start that they had in the first quarter.
My keys to their success is just matching the energy that Charlotte has. They're playing really well in open court, obviously with LaMelo and just the screen and roll, the success they're having with that. The Rockets just have to make sure they can control that and really, you know, have some spurts where they're getting some easy buckets, you know, off of transition. I think DeMarcus is going to be a key for him to have a good game. But as we talked about a little bit earlier, just having that mentality, next man up. No matter who's on the court, they have to be productive, whether it's rebounding, you know, getting some key stops, not making as many turnovers. I mean, all of those are going to be factors into the Rockets' success. But I think all around, just making sure they can match the energy that the Charlotte is going to have, because it's going to be a tough game. I mean, the Rockets right now are right at 500, and the Charlotte, they're trying to get to that 500 mark. And I think the record right now is 11-13. if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, this is going to be a tough, fought out game, but I'd still look for my Rockets to come out on top, whether it's by one point or 2 points. I can see them coming back and doing what they need to do to win the game.
And I agree with you. Hopefully they could pull two of these games off. Like, as I mentioned, tomorrow they're going to take on the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans. And like I mentioned, the Pelicans, they have won 3 of their last 4 games ever since they lost against the Rockets. So it's going to be interesting. I'm pretty sure the Rockets are going to have enough to come away victorious against the Hornets tonight. However, that concludes another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Please remember to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24. Once again, that's Cody, CodyDavis_24.
You can also follow me, former Rocket, Joaquin Hawkins, at CoachHawk247. That is CoachHawk247 on Instagram and also as well on Facebook, Joaquin Hawkins.
And just a reminder, everyone, to please subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts by any chance, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.